When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can f*** with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country, have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol.
True story. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. How are you today? Well, it's a slow news day. It really is. It's bad. We have so much to talk about today, and Dr. Pesta will not be joining us because his governor is talking about closing off highways. Yeah, you heard me. You heard me right. Highways. So there's, you know, he's running around trying to get some things in case that happens. And we're hearing a lot of this type of talk around the country. And so we'll welcome him back next week, of course. And if he can join us later in the week, we'll have him. I welcome you to the show. And of course, go to Kate Daly Radio, katedalyradio.com for podcasts of some sanity during all of this. And trust me, we're with you. And I thank you for your messages of support. There's my inbox is blowing up, and I really appreciate all of you. And there's so many people out there that say, keep talking, please keep talking, because we're not hearing any of this on live radio, you know, from a lot of pundits out there. And I thank you for that. And I've got my stalkers and my people that are irrational and crazy that think we're, you know, this endangers lives. If we're on the radio calling out the actual numbers themselves, then that's somehow endangering lives. I'm not quite sure. I think the hype and fear is endangering lives. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. I'm so glad. You look great.
Well, I've always looked great. No big deal there.
I've always looked great. So I welcome you. We'll be taking calls in this whole show today. And 888-673-1450 for all of you. But I actually would like to introduce you to Mark. And he has tested positive for corona. And I'd like you to hear about his experience a little bit. And I'd also like to hear how he's doing now and what he thinks about what's going on. Because we really do need to talk to people that actually have this. In fact, just so you know. No, I just wanted to tell you the national numbers. 41,337 people, this is what the media is running with today, have tested positive. Now, it's really interesting that they're saying have tested positive. They don't just have it. It's just tested positive because they know that there's up to 80% false positive. Okay, I just want to say that. So in their numbers and their classification, I want you to know that right under active cases, 41,000 active cases, it says 40,297 of them are just mild. No big deal. Nothing much. They're just at home. They just tested positive. Nothing's going on there, okay? And then there's only 1,040 in our entire nation, only 3%. 1,040 people in our entire country of the USA that are serious with us. 1,000 people, and we're shutting down the whole economy for it. So just so you know that they don't, and they also say presumed cases. They can't even say that even the serious, 1,000 serious people. Okay. So in light of that, I just want you to also know that all the articles today in the mainstream are, we're running out of respirators. We don't have enough masks. The hospitals don't have enough beds. You guys, do we have 1,000 hospital beds if those 1,000 people are actually in the hospital? Do you think we have 1,000 beds in all of America to handle this? Do you think we have 1,000 respirators in all of America to handle this? It's a lie. They keep spinning all this garbage and hype out at you. We're running out of respirators. No, we're not. With 1,000 people, are you kidding? So,
well, not only that, but as the people die off so quickly.
Oh, yes, so
those
quickly.
Beds empty
yes,
again,
yes,
too.
Right. Okay. I just, the sanity, you guys, of the headline articles, think about the actual number in the hospital and think about the fact that we're not running out of beds and we're not running out of masks and we have enough respirators, okay? I'm so tired. President Fauci has just got to clam up and put some duct tape on his mouth because President Fauci is running the show and this is absurd. So I want to bring on our caller, Mark. How are you? And I just want to know that I just want to hear from you. I think the audience needs to hear from you. Just give us like the 2-minute rundown of your experience, because this was early on in the situation. And then how's it going now? And welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Kate.
You bet.
Appreciate the chance to speak with you.
You bet.
Yeah, my case is pretty straightforward. I contracted I guess I need to change my language now. I tested positive for the
yes.
virus at an earlier time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my wife and I were on the cruise ship. She actually tested positive on the cruise ship. I mm-hmm. didn't test positive until I got off.
Okay.
It was in quarantine at Travis Air Force Base in California.
Mm-hmm.
So she spent a couple weeks in a hospital in Japan until she tested negative and was released. I tested positive at the Air Force Base, spent some time in 3 different hospitals, feeling fine the whole time, by the way. Oh, I had no symptoms at all ever.
Right.
My wife did have a slight fever, and then it was gone the next day. And she never had any symptoms the whole time she was in the hospital in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, those hospitals, and then earlier this month, they did release me to do a home quarantine. And so I've quarantined at home. And then just 2 days ago, I received a letter in the mail from the health department saying that I am clear and no longer a danger to the public or however they phrase that.
Yeah. I'm sure they used really inflammatory language. So just because that's all I'm seeing is inflammatory, crazy, hypey language that's attached whenever they're talking about it. So the media has done a hell of a job. I have to give them an award for creating the amount of hysteria and hype, because when you had it, or when you supposedly had it, because it could have been a test positive, false too. So nobody else around you got it. It's so contagious, we're all going to die from it, but nobody around you even had it, right? You didn't infect anybody, nobody, because you just stayed inside, not a huge deal, and you didn't really have symptoms, right? They were mild or didn't even have any.
No, I never had, yeah, I don't know exactly when I contracted. I was certainly around a lot of people on the ship.
Okay.
But once they got us to, you know, but that was kind of a quarantine situation too, but in transportation and all that, and, you know, we flew in a plane with 200 people, they were all cooped up in there. But
mm-hmm.
So somewhere along the lines, I caught the virus, and I believe I did have it because I was tested several times.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I was tested once at Travis, and then in the hospital, I was tested every day, and they all came back positive.
Okay, so fair enough.
But again, mm-hmm. whatever, no symptoms whatsoever.
Yeah. And so, so it wasn't like you came home and infected like 100 people. You didn't. Yeah, that didn't. That never happened. So.
No.
Okay, and then I'm sure you have questions about all of the things that are taking place, because in the past, what we've done is we've quarantined people, but we never quarantined the world. So, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm just puzzled as to why everyone has to be quarantined. I know, you know, I read a couple articles yesterday that we should model Singapore and Japan and Taiwan, because they've been able to, you know, put a pretty good lid on this thing without shutting down their economies and shutting down their societies.
Right.
And if you dig deeper into that, that's exactly what they do. They quarantine the people that were sick
mm-hmm.
and maybe vulnerable to catching the virus. And we're on top of that.
Right.
And that's what the UK is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a layman, of course, but I'm no epidemiologist,
right.
But it only makes natural sense that you, okay, put the people, have the people that could catch it or have caught it or have symptoms, have them quarantine and stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the story my grandparents used to tell me
sure.
about, you know, about the Spanish flu
yeah.
and the, you know, 100 years ago.
Right. Exactly. And so words that you'd like to tell people that that maybe will calm them down just a little bit or bring some sanity to all of this? Because even with your experience, what have you learned? Because I know that you've been, you guys have been a little demonized and unfairly so. It's really bothering me how much so because of the media hype. So,
and there's definitely media hype. I'm kind of a numbers guy, and I appreciate you, Kate, always you know, bringing out the actual numbers of this thing, because the numbers are
proof.
What they are.
Proof.
They don't lie.
Evidence.
And we're a compassionate society, and we hate it when even one person is sick and dies. Mm-hmm. And that's true of all diseases, by the way. And when we've lost, what's the count to now nationwide for the deaths?
508 or something.
A couple hundred.
Yeah. It's well, today they're saying 508, but they actually do a disclaimer that say they are presumed because most of those deaths had underlying disease. Just like
right.
Italy came out and said only two people actually had corona of their deaths.
Yeah.
They did autopsies and then that wasn't the case. It was corona was two deaths and everybody else, well, there were underlining things, so they don't know. Because it was the underlying diseases like the flu and or illnesses. So they couldn't contribute to COVID. Well,
yeah, and two.
Whoops. Did we lose him?
Yep.
Oh, no. I think we lost him. Uh-oh.
That happens.
You know, sorry about
must
that.
He's been getting ready to say something important.
I know, right? That's usually how this stuff goes. Mark? Okay. Maybe he'll call back. You know, we're going to head off to a break in about a minute. Here he is. Here he is. Okay. Mark, are you with us?
I'm with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I don't either. It happens all the time. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, to loved ones of those two people that passed away, that, you know, that they're in pain and they're hurting and it's awful. And
yeah,
we wish nobody had to die of disease. But, you know, if we step back and just, you know, statistically, mm-hmm. these 1,000 people that are seriously ill, I mean, that would almost be considered an orphan disease. And, well, I shouldn't say that, I guess. But
well, yeah. I mean, we're talking such a low. How could it be a world pandemic if so few people are actually dying of this worldwide? Because 8 billion of us really aren't affected on this.
Exactly. They just compare the number of deaths and compare that against, you know, the population as a whole. It's a blip. It's a tiny blip. It's not even it's statistically insignificant.
Absolutely.
And I'm just scratching my head as to why
the response,
why we're freaking out over this. Yeah.
Mark, thank you for weighing in. Really appreciate you. Thank you. Thanks for being a voice
welcome.
Of reason.
Appreciate
really. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Just don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's like night and day, actually, really, when you take this. You hear all these wonderful parables on the radio, but until you do it, you realize that they know what they're talking about, and it's true, because everything is better, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. So, you know, in fact, a friend of mine called me today, and she said, oh, you just went to Pilates, maybe you're tired, you don't want to go to lunch. I said, I'm never tired. I take Balance of Nature.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. 6 o'clock TV hour. Don't be caught in foreign towers. Slash and burn. Turn, listen to yourself, turn, locking in, uniforming, book burning, blood letting, every motive escalate, automotive incinerate, light a candle, light a boat, step down, watch your heel.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. There's a lot of interesting lyrics in that song. Has anybody ever listened to that? Welcome back. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, there's a couple of things right now. Number one, I recommend Balance of Nature because it's got all the fruits and veggies. If you want to have something and you realized that you were underprepared for this, and this could be anything, remember that having something in your storage that actually has dehydrated fruits and vegetables, that's amazing. Why do you not have this in your storage? So in your arsenal, make sure that you've got this and that you're taking it every day, but make sure you've got some set aside too, just because this is a wonderful product to have to get those nutrients. 31 fruits and vegetables every day, dehydrated down, take the air and water out, and then you get these three capsules of fruits and three capsules of veggies. They're really small, easy to take. I have a hard time taking stuff, but I actually like this. I can actually take this. And so make sure, and they also have the fiber drink with all the nutrients and the turmeric and everything to keep your blood sugar stable. Because one thing that happens in a situation like this that we're noticing is that pharma is delayed. You have a hard time getting stuff because about 80% of it's controlled by China. And so when you can get off pharmaceuticals, that's fantastic, right? Then you're not tied to that pharma chain. Well, what's a great way to get off pharmaceuticals? It's natural products like this that boost your health and your immune system and get you off the pharmaceuticals. So it's an all-around great product. If you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, you actually get 35% off and you actually get free shipping. So take advantage of this because it's really affordable and you can't buy 31 fruits and vegetables a day for what you get this for. This is so affordable for anybody's budget. Even you on Social Security, you can afford this. And this would be a great way to maintain health. A couple of things. Number one, there's a thing called hyporedux. Hyporedux. And I actually tell people about this off the air. And no, they're not a sponsor of the show or anything, but I just tell people about it because it's $40 a gallon and it's 120 times stronger than bleach. And it actually, you can do everything. You can clean your dishwasher with it. You can clean up staff with it on a person. You can even rinse your mouth with it. I mean, it's really, truly like it does everything, but it's non-toxic and it's digestible, but you don't want to drink it, but it's just digestible. And also it can kill something on the spot. And hyporedux, you dilute it to water, I think 1 to 5 parts water. And it's awesome. It's an awesome product. Keep it in a bottle. Spray your home down with it. I clean grout with it. Actually, I mean, I do all kinds of stuff with it. Yeah. And I wash sheets with it. I mean, it's an amazing product. So I they're not a sponsor. I'm just saying that they're a good product. $40 a gallon. You can find it online. Hyporedux, H-Y-P-O-R-E-D-U-X. Also, they're saying Canadian Dry. Canadian Dry tonic water has quinine in it. Now, what did the president say about this? Because President Fauci, who thinks he's the president of the United States, had a different thought, of course, because it doesn't go along with Fauci's little plans. So what did President Trump say about this, Uncle Milty?
Well, the president on Saturday morning said that there's lots of evidence that this combination of hydroxyquinone along with Zithromax or azithromycin is proving to be close to 100% effective in treating this
That's nice.
Coronavirus.
Yeah.
They say that in a study done in France that, and the president is saying this, that a study done in France showed that at 6 weeks' time of being treated with these two drugs, they could not find any virus in the patients.
Wow.
So that alone is a total game changer, the president said. I mean, we're going to stop it before it even starts causing the sickness that is killing some people. So he was really excited about it. Fauci gets on, of course, and says, well, the president's being a little over-optimistic here. We're not sure yet. There's some more testing that needs to be done. We need to get the FDA involved
really?
A little more.
And he did not like
the
president
didn't
this.
Like that. Yeah. No. And he didn't like the president saying
that's what I'm
that.
Saying.
Yeah, but
yeah.
The president didn't like him saying what he said. Because for the first time since this all started, last night, Fauci was not up on the stage with the president.
Interesting. Well, let's hope he gets rid of him.
And he still was, and the president last night was saying, starting tomorrow, we are using this drug to treat this.
Yes.
And it should be all cleared up in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. So here's a couple of things for you. Number one, the CDC... did they start hiring quarantine program managers last November to cover the quarantine centers all over the country? There's a lot of news on this. And, you know, hat tip, Melissa. Thank you, Surfer Girl. I just, okay, so yeah, I have seen this too. I saw this a couple of weeks ago where they were paying, what, $93,000 a year, and the open application period was November 15th. We also had their pandemic planning by Bill Gates, which we talked about on the show, that was definitely planning for something like this.
Yep.
With here's to the rescue, Bill Gates and Deborah Kirk, Burks and Fauci and their whole group that goes around the world, basically using Africa as a guinea pig.
Yeah.
But big time. But also, do you remember the cases of all the bubonic plague that started in Africa and then the media squashed the stories? Anyway, so they're out there running around doing all these vaccines because they can make money off continuous vaccines. So hat tip, amazing Polly on this too. Polly and I think a lot alike. I mean, what's so funny, when she does a show, we're right in the same kind of like nook of, you know, looking at the same weird information and pieces. It's kind of interesting. I really like Polly. She's got a great broadcast podcast on YouTube. But she was also pointing this out too, that you have Bill Gates and you have all of these people at the helm. And it's always interesting that they need trillions more every couple of years for their vaccines. And lo and behold, they get it. Because we don't get a rundown of the money, the cash that's spent, right? We want $8.3 billion, and then we want close to a trillion, and then we want all... Nobody ever says where the money's going. And so there's no accounting whatsoever. And we have these groups like Deborah Kerr and even Pence. I know, I'm like Polly. I like Pence. But you have to know some of his background, too. And I've always been a little leery. Why is that? Why does my gut check feeling go, something's a little off there? I think he's good intention, but I also think that people can be bought off or they can be persuaded. Well, he's in this group, PEPFAR, along with her, along with Gates, along with all of these nutbags that think they're going to run around the world giving people shots. And then we have the ID. We have the ID 2020, which basically they're saying can actually alter DNA now with these vaccines that they're putting out there. And then we have Bill Gates partnering with the CDC. This does not look good. The CDC, by the way, private organization, not government.
I in fairness, I do want to say, though, that the vice president being in PEPFAR is not necessarily ominous. I mean, what that stands for is the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief.
Yes, yes.
So it started to try to stop AIDS in Africa.
Yeah, you know? But let's put it this way, because you made this point off the air just a minute ago. The AIDS epidemic, is that a huge epidemic? But go look at when you look at the 350 vaccines that they're working on right now, and I mean, you guys, look how many vaccines they're working on right now. But look at what's number one, because you can actually Google this. You can Google what's the priority. What is the priority vaccine they're actually working on? And all these people are in a very big group of working on this vaccine, and the vaccine is HIV.
Yes.
Very interesting that they're working on this. But the global problem of this is quite contained or low. But, you know, it's not like this emerging big...
HIV is still in the top five killers worldwide. I mean, it's not that it's not a big deal, but it's easily defeated in that, first of all, it's not easy to get.
Right.
And then we have medications that do treat it. I mean, I've lived 25 years with it. So,
So there's that.
Yeah.
I also wanted to point out a couple of things. There's a huge amount of articles right now, and there was a huge amount of articles coming out. See, Deborah Birx, she's the one with the scarf around her all the time that looks like somebody's mother or grandma. And she's out there telling the millennials and stroking their ego and saying, you're amazing. You're going to save us because of all your digital knowledge. You basement dwellers out there that graduated college and you're mad because not everybody's paying for it. You're going to save the world. You're our hope. Can I barf now? Can I physically barf? But anyway. You're the millennials and you're going to save the world and you're the smartest we've ever had. She's actually out there saying this. And then there's also a lot of articles about her that say you're a legend. Well, Trump did have some gut check feeling. I think, you know, it was out there a little bit he did not really want her on top of this corona thing for good reason, because she's out there. she's out there touting, you know, the vaccine, the plans for this with the same group that does all the vaccines around the world. And how can you have a vaccine if you can't even get an accurate test? Good question. You should be asking that. So I would never pony up myself for a vaccine on this. Are you kidding? No way in hell would I ever do that. Also, all the celebrities and the, I call them spokesmen of the world, the celebrities and the politicians that have suddenly got this. They just tested, I guess they're only testing politicians. They're only testing celebrities.
Celebrities.
Okay. Yeah. So we're all going to die from it, and it's the big boogeyman, and you're on the verge of getting it, and you're going to die. But the celebrities are well enough to reach all the talk shows, and they're doing quite well, and they look quite well, and none of them are dying or on a respirator. Yet the American public never asks about this. In their minds, it's, we have one case in our entire city. Oh my gosh, we're going to die. That person's going to infect all of us. Really? Because the people have it aren't affecting the people around them. So that's another question nobody asks. If you have 100 cases in your state, which is a lot of the states, 100 cases are under, and those people are not infecting their 50 family and friends and neighbors and everybody else, how could it be so contagious that you have to quarantine an entire nation? How could that be? Think about that. How could that be? Do you know they've never done an article where they said this person got everyone around them sick? Because it doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. And they don't point out the obvious. They have you looking where they want you to look, and that's it. And that's where, you know, I've had a lot of messages sent to me over the weekend. You can't even imagine. I hardly got any sleep. My phone was blowing up all weekend long. My internet, everything was blowing up. And we haven't stopped the mail. You can walk into a mail. I guess you can't get it in a mail place, right? You can't get it in a USPS.
It supposedly actually lives on cardboard a long time.
Oh my gosh. You can't get it in the mail. So they haven't shut down mail. It's interesting what they've shut down and what they haven't. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. Are we looking at domestic travel being shut down? I've heard this from government people, mm-hmm. okay? My sources. I've heard that states are now looking at road closures. They're looking, they've closed down almost every industry that they want to close down. Yet you can go stand in a mini mart or a Walmart or a shop or you can go mail a package. None of those things will ever affect you. And you can walk around the block, I guess. In California, you can walk a pet. Other than that, you're totally closed down. It makes no sense. There's no sense to this. So instead of quarantining the few sick, the 1,000 cases that are sick in the United States, instead of just quarantining them and watching them, what we're doing then is quarantining a nation. And then I have people come to me and go, yeah, but we're all on the verge of getting it. We're all going to have it in 2 weeks. You just watch. There won't be enough beds. Honey, we have 1,000 beds in American hospitals. We have 1,000 beds right now. I know we do. So if you combine all the hospitals and clinics around the world, we're not running out of beds and we're not running out of respirators because 1,000 people, pretty sure we even have that many respirators. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Perfect.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. When there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do, but I'm dancing with myself.
Hey, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. You bored yet? As far as staying home... My house has never been cleaner. Running out of projects, and in the first couple of days it was nice, but I'm telling you, the one thing that government needs is a belief in government. And people get twitchy after about 10 days of being inside, breathing in the unhealthy air in their houses. By the way, it's pretty unhealthy. I don't think people even realize how unhealthy it is, just to sit and breathe the air in your home. Anyway, people are going to get a little twitchy, and your cities, your California, your New York, over the next 2 weeks, it's going to get really interesting. And I've told people this: are they going to ground travel? Are they going to ground domestic travel? That's in talks right now. Certain governors are looking at closing down highways. Some I know, idiotic. But that's got to do something. Disease, and then also, are we looking at papers, please? Because there have been reports of people that have been issued a paper Homeland Security paper that says that you have to keep this in your glove compartment and show this if you come to a checkpoint. Okay. So that's kind of interesting, isn't it? People that work for the government or maybe transportation. So I'm just, there's a lot of that talk going on right now. And I think Cheryl Chumley was commenting on that too, where it was truly about making sure people realize that there is some of this going on. And how far are they going to go? And that's what scares people, is how far do they take this? But I don't think they can take it there for long. And you ask me why I say this. Kate, you're crazy. You're crazy. They're going to an awful lot of trouble to do this, to invent this craziness over 1,000 people that have some thing that they can be in the hospital for that not everybody's dying from, okay, in the whole country. And here it is. They have to have us believe in government. You can't take it too far. Not with an armed society, not with a society like ours. We're not China. So just keep that in mind. They need us working, and they need us to pay that green tax. That's what this is headed towards, that green tax, the Greta tax. They want that worldwide tax implemented. So digital money is a real thing right now, and cash is dirty. See, cash is dirty. Don't use that nasty cash. Go more towards the digital. You'll save lives. You know, it's irrationality. Money has never been proven to do that. But anyway, that's the mentality. They're using this to get rid of cash. But tell me a little bit about what the House just
did. Last week, when we first heard the mention of a stimulus bill, it was that the Democrats were asking for a $750 billion stimulus bill. That soon became $1.2 trillion.
Okay.
Today, they're saying it could be as much as $2 trillion. $2 trillion stimulus bill. But the Democrats today have included in the stimulus bill climate change rules for air pollution issues.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
They want some money included in this spending bill to help fund, you know, because anybody, look out your window right now, I'm sure you breathe very polluted air. So that's a big issue, and it's causing the sun not to shine every day in a lot of places.
Got to get in your abortion money and your green taxes. Yeah.
So that's the thing we're not hearing a lot about, because everybody's talking about this idiotic virus. We're not hearing about the $2 trillion now they're trying to milk us for on top of an already bloated budget.
Yeah. Let's let that digest for a moment, shall we? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was wondering if you could tell, if you would both let us know what you think of this. Well, all the foreign governments that get all those millions and billions of dollars from us, they really love that money.
Mm-hmm.
And if we keep this up too long, it's going to interfere with their money.
Mm-hmm.
So, well,
yeah.
Don't we have to give up on this pretty soon? Because then, you know, if we spend all that money, it's easy to spend money and then not have any more. But we have a lot of other interests, and they need our ability to make that money.
Yes,
so
they do.
So let us know what you think of that. Thank you both.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate that. And this is why I don't think this will last for long. People ask me this all the time. I really don't. They can't, because right now in our country, they need us. We're the worker bees. They want us more controlled. They want us in a tighter environment. They would actually be pretty happy if we were ordering everything online all the time and kept this up, because then you can track it super easy as we move into digital currency. My guest on Friday, Patrick Wood, talked about the fact that he wrote the book Technocracy Rising, and called this a long time ago. He said what they're doing is ending the central banking in favor of central data. It's central data because it becomes more about tracking every individual purpose as they try to do away with cash. So beyond vaccines, which is a huge part of this in talking about vaccine to the rescue, right? I wouldn't put a vaccine like this in my body ever. No way in hell would I ever do that. So they're too scary, and they're changing what we think. They've actually come out. There's been a lot of articles about this, changing DNA. And is there a biotrack put into the vaccine? Now, I know that sounds like I should put on scary music in the back and I've jumped the ship and I'm conspiracy theorist, But there have been plenty of articles pointing out that this was a great way to track who was vaccinated and who wasn't. And I just want you to keep that in mind, because that's one of the bigger stories that nobody's talking about in on mainstream. The cashless thing is a big deal because, as we say, cash is dirty. There's even stores, even in my own city, which is like more like a suburb, saying don't use cash. Cash can transmit disease. I'm not joking. This is so bad for us, because then it removes anonymity. I can't go buy something with cash without somebody else not knowing about it. The other thing is this, just for kicks and giggles, let's just do real numbers for a second. No children are getting sick. No youth are getting sick. Anyone under the age of like 60, we don't have any serious cases of COVID under the age of 60 that we know of. There was one case in California where the guy was 34 years old, and everybody sent this to me on steroids. Look, a healthy 34-year-old nurse. And then you go in and you find out that he had cancer, testicular cancer, and he had all these other health issues. Okay? Because my first question out of the gate, I'm not joking you, was what else did he have? There's no way he got this, and all of a sudden he's just dropping like a fly over this. He had all these other health issues. So that's what I'm saying, is always ask, well, what else did they have? Because these are the cases. So in the United States, we have 41,337 cases of COVID in the entire United States, just over 41,000. 40,297 of them are mild symptoms, should be off the list. There's a lot in there that should be off the list because they've tested negative so many times they're not even on the list anymore. But they keep the number high, if you've noticed. They keep it high. And they don't take the people off the list that have no symptoms at all and actually tested negative. But for the 97% of all the cases in the United States right now have mild to no symptoms. People are not dying from this. And here's the other thing. Only 1,040 are even noted as serious. That doesn't even mean they're in the hospital. They could be under just quarantine. What was the headline today? Here was the headline off ABC. ABC News. Hospitals trying to figure out how they would ration ventilators. Why are you rationing ventilators with 1,000 people that aren't even in the hospital? But could be. We have 1,000 respirators in this country. There's no rationing going on here. We're not talking about millions of people that are dying right now. We're talking about a few. We're talking about 1,000 at the most that would even be in a hospital bed. So no, we're not going to run out of hospital beds, because if the logic is we all have it and we're all going to get it and we're all going to run to the hospital even though we have mild or no symptoms, well, 97% of the cases are at home. They don't have symptoms. You're not going to run out of hospital beds if 97% that get it are resting at home with Gatorade, watching The Price is Right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Good. How are you? Thoughts?
Good. Well, I just went and seen my medium this last weekend, and you know, he's a psychic,
right?
And my uncle Jim Jones, you might remember him.
Yes.
From Jonestown,
Kool-Aid Town. Yes.
To keep up the good work and keep drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. And who are you talking to? Are you talking to the people out there? Who are you talking to? Us? Who are you talking to?
Yeah, the people out here keep drinking the Kool-Aid.
I know. That's so true. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So I want to go back to the caller for one second.
Okay.
He was concerned about the amount of money that goes into foreign aid.
Okay.
The 2017 budget for the United States included $46 billion in foreign aid.
Mm-hmm.
The stimulus bill they're talking about right now is $2 trillion.
Right.
The $46 billion in foreign aid of that $2 trillion would be 2%.
Mm-hmm.
2% of that. I mean, it's nothing. It's like spitting in the ocean.
Right.
We don't spend a lot of money in foreign aid, really, compared to our total budget. It wouldn't make a difference. But what's interesting is where that money goes. The top 10 countries that get that money are in the continent of
Africa. Interesting.
Yeah. Why are we spending so much foreign aid in Africa?
Yeah. Why haven't we cured anything in Africa?
Well, they can't afford to pay for a cure.
Yeah, because they keep coming out and saying we haven't cured anything. We're working on it. We're working on it. Please give us trillions. Mm-hmm. We're working on it. Mm-hmm. These guys are making so much money hand over fist, these groups. It makes me nauseous to think about how much money is being siphoned and looted off the American people right now. It truly is. So real numbers, by the way, worldwide, are we looking about 500,000 people? Out of 8 billion plus, we're looking at 500,000 people.
Right now, today?
Yeah.
We're looking at 375,000.
Less than 500,000?
Yeah. 300
total around the world?
375,000 cases.
240,000 of them around the world have mild to no symptoms whatsoever.
245, yeah.
Okay.
We have enough medical facilities in the United States at those numbers, mm-hmm. with the rate of people who are coming down with serious illness, mm-hmm. to be able to treat those with serious illness in a total number of 5 million cases.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Yeah.
Yeah, 375.
Wow. I love my country. Okay.
Yep, me too.
But I'm having a few problems here.
You better hurry. I only have 30 seconds.
Okay, well, here's the first thing.
Okay.
Ordinary people are coming up with brilliant ideas, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. that do not involve money. The government does not have to spend money.
Right.
One was a business owner, and he said, if you would rescind my property taxes, I could keep my employees for 3 more months. That's 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they said, oh, no, can't do that.
Yeah.
Then somebody else said, but I need money because I have to pay a mortgage. And somebody said, well, wait a minute. What if we take 90 days mm-hmm. from the front of your payments and put it on the back?
Right.
And so that way it's not an increase. You just pay it longer.
Yes.
No money's involved.
Yes.
And they said, oh, no, can't do that. And I wondered about just one other yeah. thing. Why okay. is it that the politicians are not putting their money into this?
Oh, you can't have that. Oh,
because,
no, no.
No, no, wait. If private companies are helping out, they're doing mm-hmm. what they can, mm-hmm. pharmaceuticals are doing what they can,
mm-hmm.
everybody's doing what they can except right. for these guys.
I know. We're the peons, though, and they run the world. They're the elite.
Well, but just see, maybe they shouldn't. Maybe
yeah.
they shouldn't
maybe they shouldn't. People. Thank you. Really, I love the phone call. Thank you so much. Okay. They're in Chicago. Thank you. You know, we have a crisis on our hands of the hype, and I can't even tell you how many times I was told, but we don't know it yet. We're sick. We don't realize it. We won't have enough hospital beds. This is really how they're getting the people on the right into this movement of hype and fear, okay? Think about this just one more time. 97% of those that have tested positive, that could be a lot of false positives too, tested positive for corona, 41,000 cases, okay? 97% of them, they're just at home because it's mild or no symptoms at all. So how does that work out if you're going to tell me that we're all sick and going to run to the hospital and run out of beds? It doesn't. There's no logic. There's no logic there. You can't walk that on logic lane. If you can't walk that on down logic lane, there's a problem. It's hype and it's fear. And stop telling people that they don't care about the dead because 500 people are dead. That's not, that. You know, it's pointing out that we don't have to shut down a nation over this. This is so doable without quarantining a nation. And we're looking at possible papers, please, and state-to-state travel and domestic travel being down and all of these things this week as pandemonium in New York and L.A. have its day. We're going to watch some stuff go down there. There's no doubt in my mind. Chicago, you too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scary part of the next 2 weeks. And after the next 2 weeks, I do think it'll lift. I really do. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Make sure and get the podcast of the show, katedalyradio.com. Give us a few minutes. We'll be right back.